And war hero John McCain being laid to rest at his alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy, this Sunday. Saturday, there was a private memorial service in Washington. AP's Sagar Magani has that story.
We receive the body of our brother John for burial.
At Washington National Cathedral, music and prayers for McCain at a memorial service full of Washington dignitaries, including three former presidents. The current one was not invited, but Meghan McCain posed her father's legacy as a direct challenge to President Trump.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
Both George W. Bush and Barack Obama also appeared to rebuke Trump's brand of politics while paying tribute to McCain's love of American values. Bush remembered a bitter political rival and later friend for a mix of courage and decency.
Unwavering, undimmed, unequal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
McCain died last Saturday at the age of 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. The longest-serving NATO commander in Afghanistan has stepped down. U.S. General John Nicholson said Russia is not giving up on efforts to destabilize Afghanistan and drive divisions between the United States and its coalition partners. He says he cast doubts on Russia's intentions in the region. Witnesses in the Somali capital say a car bomb exploded near a compound in Mogadishu's Hawledag district. The compound was used as the headquarters of the district. Witnesses say that the suspected suicide car bomb destroyed most of the structure. At least three people were killed in the attack. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Their affiliate website says it was a suicide car bombing. This is VOA News. A string of powerful blasts from the direction of a military airport in Damascus could be seen in the early morning hours.